Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Updated Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November 18th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 2.25 cents at 573, December wheat down 2.25 cents at 820, and Jan beans down 11.75 cents at 1265.25. Meal was down 430, oil was down 6 ticks. We opened higher, moved to new highs in the wheat, and then broke. It wasn't a key reversal, but it was certainly a spike down on the charts on the week, on the wheat. The corn got over 580 again, got up to 583. Couldn't do anything with it and closed to 573. So that 580 on a closing basis has been a very tough nut to crack so far. Beans pressured as the meal gave it up here a little bit. The talk about the meal has been the amino acid problem, and that farmers can't get amino acids from China, mainly lysine, to feed the cattle. Now, ADM produces, they used to do a dry powder lysine. They now do a liquid lysine. I don't know if they're able to move that into the rations or not, but that's been behind a lot of this meal move, plus the funds going from short to long. I really have my doubts in this whole inflation thing out here. You've got Bitcoin down 2,600 a coin. It's 11,000 off its highs. You've got crude oil closed at 79.01, up 65 bucks, but that's $5.50 off the highs. So I'm really questioning this whole inflation thing. The funds have been talking it up. Everybody's talking inflation, and I think we talked about it this morning. Yes, I realize prices are higher for everything out here, but with COVID and the supply chain problems, I just, don't know if people, if there's no product, doesn't matter what price it is, they're not going to take it. So I just have my doubts out here. And again, this volatility at the highs seems to be more indicative to me of a top than anything else out here. Here's the bottom line as I see it. You've got new crop December corn at 553. You've got new crop September wheat at 830. And you've got new crop beans at 1250. If you're not protecting these prices out here, I don't know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, that last year we rallied at this time and kept rallying and scored new highs. Well, there's a little bit of difference here. We've got the funds long. We've got the farmer long. There's a lot of things that can shake this market. So I would be very, very careful out here. I'm not saying to sell it, though with the basis being strong in a lot of areas, I wouldn't hesitate. I would buy back call options to keep the upside open. But if you don't want to do that, you don't want to sell anything, then I'd at least be looking at some puts out here to protect the downside. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.